Continues the Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Ubasa loy. We just finished saying that a person is not allowed to say Bosa zele Pesach, Mnei Shinir Kamakdish Behemtoi Va'uchel Kotchen Bechutz. Mashenkein Dafka Bosa. Mashenkein Chita loy. There's no problem by saying Chita le Pesach, the Mint le Pesach Komar. So Bosa is saying it's Osir, and Rashi says even Bosa Shchuto, it's Osir. And Toy says Dafka Behema. That it's not a problem in Kedusha's domain, but it's actually Akdish Michayim. But the point is, Bossi, you're not allowed to say Bossi Zela Pesach. Fegma Kasha Meisvei. Om Reb Yossi. Tudus Yishroimi, Hinex B'nei Roimi Lechol, Gdiyah Mekulosim. Tudus Yishroimi, we had a minig in Rome that they ate Gdiyah Mekulosim B'Leile Pesachim. Zech LeKorim Pesach, they had Gdiyah Mekulosim. Mekulosim means like the Korim Pesach. Rosh Al Kivov. And they ate it roasted. Sholcholoi, they sent him. If not for the fact that you're an Adam Choshev like Tudus, Gozranu al Alecha Nidu, we will put you in Cherem. Shatamach is called Kochem Achutz. So the Gemara says, Kochem Achutz is not Kochem. Kochem Sach Daitoch. Eleema, Dr. Mo, Daphne Gimelam at Beis, Korev Lahachli is called Kochem Achutz. It looks like it's nearer, it's Doimel Kochem. But what do we see in this memra? Mekulis in, only because it was Mekulis, it was Rosh al Kivov, like a Korim Pesach, it was like a in a spittle, it was roasted. Dafkin such an oifen, it's near a Kochem Bechutz. Masha Enkein, Ein Mekulis in, Shein Mekulis Loi. So we see that Ein Mekulis would not be a problem. So you're telling me Bosa Stam is a problem? And for the Gemara Loi. And to the Gemara, Amri, Mekulis loishna omar loishna loy omar. When it's Mekulis, does it make a difference if you say Bosa Zela Pesach or not? That's a mere fact that it's Mekulis, it's ready near Kochem Bechutz. Masha Enkein, Shein Mekulis, Pirish in loy pirish loy. By Ein Mekulis, it's only when you say Bosa Zela Pesach. Loilam Bosa is taka osir, when it's not Mekulis if you say it, and Mekulis, then it's even if you don't say it. Zog the Gemara, Rav Acha Masi Loloho Masnaisa, Kireb Shimon. Rav Acha, is masnedis masnaisa, meaning that we just had that tudis ishroimi was manik b'nei roimi lechol gdiyim kulosin. So the Gemara in Omer Aleph said, Omer Rabbi Yossi tudis ishroimi hinix b'nei roimi lechol gdiyim kulosin. Rav Acha says that Reb Shimon is the one that said it in the name of tudis. Rav Acha maslo lo masnisa ki Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon is the one that said that tudis ishroimi was manik to be meichol gdiyim kulosin. Zog the Gemara maskul Rav Sheishas, bishlom leman de tolon Reb Yossi, if it's Reb Yossi saying it, that Tudus is the one that was manig, so nicha. El man de masik Reb Shimon. If it's Reb Shimon that said that Tudus did it, so mi nicha l'chayit shver. Why is it shver? Zok demora v'tanan, because we learned a mishnah in Menachos that says Reb Shimon poita shloys nadiv keder chamis nadvin. This is referring to when a person says harelai mincha min asa'irim. Now a mincha can only come from chitin, from wheat. It can't come from barley. So if a person says harelai mincha min asa'irim, so Tanakam over there says. Twice lashon rishon. Once you said the word harela mincha, you bring menachitin and you ignore menasarim. So you bring menachitin because sarim is impossible to bring a mincha from sarim. However, Reb Shimon says you're pottering gansen when since af begmar dvaro mitvas and his end of the words were menasarim, so it's impossible to bring a mincha menasarim. So merely you're pottering gansen. Zog Rashi Reb Shimon poiter in the middle of the mass Reb Shimon poiter the omer af begmar dvaro mitvas. And I can't ignore when I said minasarim. He mistakenly thought that you could bring a mincha from minasarim. Lefikach emid vav klum. Now, so ibezoi the vort in Reb Shimon is that he's potter because af begmar dvarim nitvas and it's not kederach hamis nadvin. So you're potter. This is not the way you bring a mincha. Zog Rashi. So likewise, when it comes to gedim akulas, why do we say it's a problem that in nila kamakdish kochem achutz? Vahai maichel gedim akulas nami maikol lekochem achutz zika. After all, halo michaim lekol l'shem pesach. You weren't makdish michaim this animal. Vafilo yikol l'bishas sli. And even if you're going to be kurish shem bishas while it's being roasted, shaloi kederach hamakdishani. That's not the normal way. Ve'ein hashem chalolov. So if it's a pshimen that's saying b'shem tudus that he was manig lechol gedim akulosin. And we said it's a problem because nila kamakdish kochem achutz. Why would this be a problem? According to Reb Shimon, we see that minchem nasoirim yepoter, and he's not chayv to give anything because af begmar dvarom nitvas, and it's not kederach hamakdishin. So like it over here, why should there be a problem of nila kamakdish kochem achutz if it's a Reb Shimon statement b'shem tudus? After all, it's not kamakdish because it's not the derech hamakdishin. So why would there be a problem bichlal? So again, mask of Rav Sheshes, how could you tell me that it's Reb Shimon saying this? Bishlam leman the Tanoik Reb Yosi. If Reb Yosi is saying it, so nicha. Elaman the Tmasik Reb Shimon minicha. What now Reb Shimon poita? Shlo is not a kadecham is nadvin. If you say milchem as oirim, you're potting ganzen. So how could it be Reb Shimon? Sok the Gemara. And if Reb Yosi, it is good. Om leravin leravashi uman the Tmasik Reb Yosi minicha. Why would it be nicha if it's Reb Yosi? Va'omar Rova. Reb Shimon b'shit is Reb Yosi amora. This Reb Shimon that says that when you potter when you say milchem as oirim. And you don't say tefosos rishon, but rather you say af begmar dvarov, is the shita of Rabbi Yosi in Tmura. The Rabbi Yosi's shita is that if a person says arei ze tmuras oyle tmuras shlomim, so it's a contradiction. It can be both, but how could it be tmuras oyle tmuras shlomim? Either it's oyle or shlomim. So the din is arei ze tmuras oyle. Tanakam Rameyer says tefosos rishon. However, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, im lekachnis kam etchila, if your intent was taka to do tmuras oyle tmuras shlomim, it shacht mekayim both. How? You can't say two things in one shot. So he said it one after another. Why? Let it be roya until it receives a mum. And you sell it. You can mekayim tumuras oyle tumuras shlomim by yirat sheyistoyv and utilize the money for chetzi oyle chetzi shlomim. So over there, Rabbi Yosi's sheet attack is. Af begmad vorm nitvas em mailet efshel kaim yirat shi stoyv en khatsi oil khatsi shlomim by minche minas oirim over there that chart me kaim minche minas oirim because the minche is only minachitim so over there tak rab shimon is poit in ganzen but the shimon is beshit as a yosi that says af begmad vorm nitvas and that's why tmuras oil tmuras shlomim it's efshel kaim shneim and yirat shi stoyv. So the Gemara assumes right now, so why contra b'yosi is good? After all, the b'shimon that patters is what? Is beshitas Rabbi Yosi Amora? Doma af begmad vorm nitvas. So my lamid Reb Shimon sov lek Rabbi Yosi. Since Reb Shimon is based on Rabbi Yosi af begmad vorov, and that's why minchem nas oirim is poiter because it's beshitas Rabbi Yosi that said tmuras oyle tmuras shlomim that you also meichel did in tmuras shlomim. So it's yirachay stoyev. It's beshitas Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon beshitas Rabbi Yosi Amora. So eba zoi we assume. That Rabbi Yosi Nami Sovlo Reb Shimon. Just like Reb Shimon is Beshitz Rabbi Yosi, but Af Begmar Dvorov, so to Rabbi Yosi is Beshitz Reb Shimon, that you have to be Kederach HaMes Nadvin. And Chit Minchem and Asarim is not Kederach HaMes Nadvin. So we asked, if you need Kederach HaMes Nadvin, and that's why, if you say, Gdim Akulas, it should not be a problem of Kotchim Echutz, because not Kederach HaMes Nadvin. Even if you're Makdish Hashem and you're Kurdish Hashem Beshat Sliya, that's not Kederach HaMakdishin. So, just like Reb Shimon is b'shitz Reb Yosi, the Af Begmar Dvorov Nitvas, so too Reb Yosi is b'shitz Reb Shimon, or assumes right now, that you need Kederach HaMakdishin. So, Ibazoi, why is it, if it's b'shem Reb Yosi Tudus, Reb Yosi b'shem Tudus, that it's, that was Manig Lechol, Dim Kolosim, and that's, if you need Kederach HaMakdishin, so then why should it be a problem of Nil Kotcha Machutz? Fak the Gemara, Uman the Masi look Rabbi Yosi minicha, it's not good either. Va'omar Rova Reb Shimon b'shitz Rabbi Yosi amor. Reb Shimon is b'shitz Rabbi Yosi. Da'omar Af Begmar Dvorov Nitvas. My lamid Reb Shimon sovel Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi namis sovel Reb Shimon. That means that you need Kederach HaMakdishin. So Gemara says we differentiate. Loi Reb Shimon sovel Rabbi Yosi. Reb Shimon tak also Rabbi Yosi Af Begmar Dvorov Nitvas. And that's why when a person says Harel Mincha Min Asa'orim, it's Af Begmar Dvorov. He don't say like Tana Kame Harel Mincha. You bring Menachitin. Since he said Min Asa'orim, it's Af Begmar Dvorov Nitvas, and you need Kederach HaMakdishin, so you put in Gansen. So it can't be that he said B'shem Tudus, because over there it's not Kederach HaMakdishin. Masha'en Kein, Loi Rabbi Yosi Sovel like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon tackles like Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yosi that says Abba Gmar Dvarom does not go like Reb Shimon, they need Kederach HaMakdishin, so according to Rabbi Yosi Le'olam, it can be that it's Rabbi Yosi that said B'shem Tudus, and not Reb Shimon. Because Rabbi Yosi tackle would coincide with this din, that is nearly kamakdish kosher mechutz, because he doesn't need kederach hamakdishin like Reb Shimon does. Reb Shimon is Reb Yosi, but Reb Yosi is like Reb Shimon. Zok digmori bayelu. Tudis ish roimi gabre rabbe havoi bale groifin havoi. Was Tudis ish roimi a dodem choshev, or was he a bale groifin? Was he a hooligan? Was he a bale groifin? Zok digmori, we bring a riot that he was a gabre rabbe. Now, the Mogen Avraham brings Halacha in Tofei Sadi, he says the nafkamina for a minig that people follow, even if it's a minig betos, if it was established by Gavra Rabba, so it's called a minig vasikin. But if it was established by someone who was a bulvan, someone who was a balagoyfin, then there's no basis for the minig. The minig is amachayv later. So mele, that would be the pshat over here. We're asking, was he a gavra gaba or was he a balagroifin? This minig of eating gdiyim kulosin, even though it seems like a toes, because near kamak diskoshim chutz, but it's an established minig. Nafkamini if he was a gavra gaba or not. And that the Gemara says toshma that he was a gavra gaba, because oid zu dorash turis ishroimi. There's another statement b'shem turis ishroimi. The maror chanani mishol vazay shkos shemosu ashen al kedusha Hashem. Why were they moisin nefesh al kedusha Hashem? They went into kipshen eish. And Rashi explains, Maro Zogdashi, Shaloi Doshu Vachaiben Veloshomus Behen. Yes, it might have been Avodah Zarah, but Vachaibehen overrides Avodah Zarah. We're not saying now that Vachaibehem, that Gimel Chamuas, it's Yag Vayaver. We're saying that Avodah Zarah, it's Vachaibehen. So why did they go into Kipshana Eish? Zogdashi is right away. He brings Rashi, Maro Shaloi Doshu Vachaiben Veloshomus Behen, Vekosha, Dobe Fahes Yavahava, Umaskin Besanadin, Del Kulam Fahes Yachaib Limsatz, Mafilo Mitzakala. By Fahesia, you're a mechuyev. So what do you mean, Maro Chalai Meshov Azarik Moshe Nafshon? Even if you say Vechaibem, but by Fahesia you're mechuyev too. On that, Rabbi Natan says that it wasn't Avodah Zarah. The Tzelem Zesh Osen Vuchan Netzel Av Avodah Zarah. So Mitzad Avodah Zarah, but Fahesia it wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was L'Chovid. It was in Darta, Shosel L'Chovid Atzmoy. It was just a statue for Covid. So that's why the Gemara says, Maro, after all, for Hesia, by not Avodah Zarah, you would not be mechuyev to. And Tosafot brings a raya, because it says, the Gemara in Ksubas, il molin nagdu l'chanan mishal v'zahaya, if they would have inflicted pain on them, poch l'tzalma, they would have bowed down. Now, if it's Avodah Zarah, chas shalom, they would be mishtachvet Avodah Zarah. Must be that it was only l'kovet. For l'kovet, through, if they would have inflicted pain, they would have taka als kovet bowed down. So that's one pshat in Tosafot. V'rim afash, another pshat. Maro, what's the reason that, not because of Chai Behem, Maro, Shaloi Bochu, why didn't they run away, like Daniel ran away, like the Moses in Sanhedrin, Shari Koidim HaMaisa, Yichonim Livreach, Kamei Shosa Daniel, Kelamin B'chelik, Gimeloi Bois Eitza. So that's Maro. Why would they throw themselves in Kipshon Eish? They could have evaded it by running away. So Zog the Gemara Toshma, Oidzu Dorash, Tudish Yisroimi, to show that he was Adam Choshev. From the Tzvardim, by Marcus Tzvardim. Uma Tzvardim Shem Mitzuyin Al Kedush Hashem. They're not Mitzuyin Al Kedush Hashem. Ksibu, it says, Va'olu Bobu Vaitecho V'tanurecho Mishar Yisecho. And when are the Mishar Yis Mitzuyos? When are those baking pots Mitzuyos? Eitz HaTanur, Havo'im HaBishosh HaTanurcham. Onu, and they went into the Tanurim. They went into the older places. They went into the, under the covers too. They went under the beds. But they also, there were frogs that went under in the ovens. So, onusha mitzum nakdush Hashem, we mitzum akdush Hashem. Alachas kam vekama, we have to be moisa nefesh akdush Hashem. Now, they drew a kavachom from Tzvadim after all, there were certain Tzvadim that went into the oven. You know, they couldn't be mekayim the tzivah of the Eibishter by going into other places. But they went into the Tanurim. Those Tzvadim they drew a kavachom from. Zog du Mora, Rabbi Yosef Avin Omar, Mate Meloy Lekishtam Chom Hava. Tudus Yishroimi, he gave investment opportunities to Melech Chomim. And that's why he was Adam Choshev. Domer Rabbi Yechim, Kol Mate Meloy Lekishtam Chomim, Zoych of Yosef Yishiva Shamaylo. He Zoych of Yishiva Shamaylo, Shanema, Ki Betzela Chochma. You want to be Betzela Chochma? It's Betzela Kesef. If you are Betzela Kesef, if you support Tamil Chachomim, Zog Drashi, Noisin Schoyle Tamil Chomim Listakebo. And that's why he was Adam Choshev. So the Gemara is saying, two reasons why it was Adam Choshev, and Mamela, it's a minig, that an established minig that was established by an Adam Choshev. Now, the Rabbi Yashav says in the Oris that when we say, Oidzo du Dorash Tudish Yisroimi, the Maro Chanani Mishova Azaya, the Raya was an Adam goal is not because he dashed in this Drosha. The Raya is because the Brisa brings this Drosha. The Brisa brings this Drosha shows that it was an Adam Choshev. Zok the Mishnah Mokam Shnog Lahalik Sanel Belel Yom Kippur Madlikin. The place where the minig was to be Madlik and Lel Yom Kippur, they were Madlik. And they were Madlik it even with a bracha. Because the minig was to light, you make a bracha even on a minig. And that's what we taka do. We make a bracha of Lahalik Nesh Yom Kippurim. Mokam Shnog Shloi Lahalik, the place where the minig was not to light, a Madlikin. And these are the Tifim in Hogim. Both are because of the Issa Tashim Shamita. Either to have light, so it's also Loi Aner, or not to have light, so you won't be Misavah Leishtoi. Umadlikim v'Bot Knesis v'Bot Midrashis. There was a minig to light in Bot Knesis and Bot Midrashis. After all, you can be Ma'anik the Yoim with Achil V'Shtia, so you Ma'anik B'Neiris. Ubemavois are falling for Shalom Bais, to not have dark. V'Al Gabi Acholim and for Cholim. Zog the Gemara. It's both for the reason of the Issa Tashin Ramita. Like Rashi explains, to have light in order to prevent Tashmish, or not to have light, so you won't be Misavali Ishtoi, is both in order to establish the Issa of Tashmish on Leil Yom Kippurim. Zokdir Mora Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Ein mevorchen ala ur ela b'moitze Shabbos. There's not the gabbat look of Erev Yom Kippur. There's the look of Motzah. On Motzah Shabbos, you make a bracha on ur, because that was the Tchilas Bria. Shehoil v'tchilas b'yosu. Mashen ken Motzah Yom Kippur, that's not the Tchilas b'yosu. We make at the end a hadlaka, a moira, eish on Motzah Yom Kippur too, but not because Tchilas b'yosu. That's because it was an issa melocha on Yom Kippur, so you need a nesh shavas to show that this fire was also to be utilized during Yom Kippur, and now after Yom Kippur, it's muta. But it's not the mevorchen that you have on Motzah Shabbos. But the Gemara assumes right now that Ein Mevorchen Al Ur El Motzah Shabbos is mashma you don't light a Ner Motzah Yom Kippur. Omalei Yusof V'Tem Rabba Bechana Yasher. This is correct. V'Chen Om Reb Yechanon. Zok Du Mara Ula Avarochi V'Chamer V'Ozer La Avashoka V'Ozer Rabba Abba Miyamina Rabba Abba was on his right V'Rabba Bechana Mismoile. Omalei Rabba Abba Le'ula Vadi Dam Rizu Mishmeid Reb Yechanon Ein Mevorchen Al Ur El Motzah Shabbos. You said in the name of Reb Yechanan that you don't make a bracha only on Matzah Shabbos, which seems to imply that you don't do it on Matzah Yom Kippur. He looked at the Rabbi Bachana in a kpeididik way, Bishus, because it seems like you're saying that Reb Yechanan said that you don't light a ner on Matzah Yom Kippur. So he told him back, Rabbi said, I never said that Reb Yechanan said you don't light in Motzah Yom Kippur. I know lava ho amri elaho. I said it like something totally in a different context. Aho the omer elaho amri. The Tony Tana came to Reb Yechanan. Reb Shimon loza oimer Yom Kippur mishchalis b'Shabbos. That even though on Friday night you light, and on Yom Kippur by night you don't light because of the Issa Tashmish, but if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Tana Kama says you light. That what? Yom Kippur Mishchalis B'Shabbos Ab Mokum Shomesh Loi Lahadik. Even though usually we don't light on Yom Kippur Leil Yom Kippur, a light Madlikin Mechvoy Shabbos Kovet Shabbos overrides the din of not lighting on Erev Yom Kippur. And on that, V'Oni Rabbi Yechanan Basrei V'Chom Oisrim. Chom don't differentiate. Just like you don't light Leil Yom Kippur on a regular Tuesday, you don't light Leil Yom Kippur on a Friday night. So Chom Oisrim, but not the Pshat Chom Oisrim that you don't light a light on Motzi Yom Kippur. That was taken out of content. And Loyal Motzi Yom Kippur, you'd also make a Moira Eish. Just when it comes to Leil Yom Kippurim, over there he says you don't light even if Leil Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday night. On that, the Gemara says, Omalei Adotehei. Adotehei Zogdrashi Zois Tie, Bezu Ani Moidish Omer Rabbi Yochanan. That's correct. In that content, Rabbi Yochanan Taka says that you don't light on Leil Yom Kippur even if it falls out on a Friday night. But when it comes to Motzi Yom Kippur, then la'olam, it's not just Motzah Shabbos and Madlikin, but even Motzah Yom Kippur. Now, when it comes to lighting on Leil Yom Kippurim, so the minig like we do, like Dramo, we tak a light and we make a brocha. Now, lighting in shul, the Chayodim brings, many people were scared to light at home. It was connected in their neshama, and they didn't want it to be extinguished. And if it went out, it was a bad onus, so to speak. So they used to light in shul. So many people light in shul, so then it wouldn't be nicker which light went out, if one went out. Now, on that hadlokah in the shul, we don't make a brocha taka. That's the hadlokah in Beis Knesses, that we taka don't make a brocha. All right, we'll stop over here by the bottom of the omid.